Hello, you're listening to Insight Says, a podcast about mental health and counseling. I'm your host, Kira Tanin. On this episode, I sat down with licensed clinical social worker, Risa Minnikin, from Insight Counseling, LLC in Richfield, Connecticut, to learn a little more about her. Some background information, Risa Minnikin has a decade of experience working with children, adolescents, adults, and families experiencing various issues. She believes therapy is an interactive process in which she works together to help clients reach their goals. Risa has training and experience in evidence-based treatment modalities such as cognitive behavior therapy, also known as CBT, dialectical behavior therapy, DBT. We also have an episode on that, multidimensional family therapy, and motivational interviewing. She also has extensive experience working with and treating various problems such as addiction, anxiety, depression, trauma, relationship issues, children with school or home-related difficulties, and parenting. Thanks so much, Risa, for coming on the show. I'm excited to learn a little bit more about you.
Yeah, me too.
So how did you start? How did you become a counselor? What training education led you to start working at Insight?
Mm-hmm. Well, I got my bachelor's in psychology, and then I got my master's at Fordham. And then following that, there's a first license and then a second license, and then you finally get your licensed clinical social worker. So, yeah.
So it's a process to get there from undergrad to master's to being licensed.
Absolutely.
And what inspired you to pursue this career path?
This is definitely a calling for me. I mean, I know that sounds kind of cliche, but
I feel like most social workers say that, but you know you're in the right field if you're feeling that
way. Exactly. You really have to be. I don't think you can handle it otherwise because there's just so much, you know, intensity, demand, and lots of things. But it was literally just me. And then, you know, when I went to school and I started studying psychology, I just realized that, you know, it just was very natural and, you know.
It was a good fit that you could see yourself really pursuing that career path.
Oh, yeah. It just was 100%.
And so as you came along with your education and as you started practicing, have you really refined your counseling style and approach that mm-hmm. maybe is different from other people or if there's different types?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, everybody is different. Therefore, every kind of work with a different person will be different. I think for myself, you know, I work a lot with adolescents and addiction, and it's really important to be very transparent and organic, genuine. You know, they're not gonna respond.
Teenagers can see through if you're not being
very clinical, but that happens to be more my style anyway. I'm not, you know, I definitely will, you know, be organic in the session.
Okay. So that people can really feel open with you and that they can trust you as a clinician.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, definitely. You know, and then obviously the skills as well, you know, but yeah.
So you said you're really focused on adolescents. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of one of the age groups that yes. you focus on and you work with teenagers. Mm-hmm. Are there any other types of people, either age groups or mm-hmm. with different types of treatments that mm-hmm. they're looking at that you're also working with?
Mm-hmm. Well, like you said, I do, you know, specialize with adolescents and young adults. I co-lead an intensive outpatient treatment program here at Insight with both the young adults and the adolescents. Also, I you know, specialize in like trauma recovery as well. So, yeah.
So being able to mm-hmm. offer multiple types of things. Mm-hmm. So one of the things you mentioned was the adolescent group. Mm-hmm. Could you speak more to your role in that group and mm-hmm. what the goal of the group is?
Mm-hmm. Well, my role is, as you know, co-facilitator, is really mainly to try to stay out of the group as much as possible, you know, and to let the kids kind of do the work themselves and connect and, you know, provide feedback for each other and support each other. And that's a very powerful treatment for, you know, particularly that age group because they're so influenced by their peers.
And it can really be powerful for people of their own age to hear what struggles they're going through,
exactly.
being able to connect and reach right. out to each other. And I'm sure a lot of people end up having friendships outside of Insight
right.
and continuing to support each other out yeah. in the real world that some people
right.
kind of refer
yeah.
to.
Yeah, it really normalizes, you know, the depression, the anxiety, the, you know, addictive, you know, behaviors and stuff.
So you mentioned some of the topics being anxiety, depression, and also looking at substance abuse and abusing alcohol and other drugs. What are some of the other types of like topics that you cover? Or are you really diving into those topics? Because those are a lot.
Yes. I mean, we have, you know, among those, I mean, there's, you know, self-harm, eating disorders, you know, and also trauma as well. People who've experienced sexual assaults and rape. So we see pretty much everything, quite honestly. Yeah.
So really, everyone is welcome at Insight, I think, is the message to send.
100%. I mean, you know, the reality is that, you know, humans don't realize that everyone in their own internal world is just very similar with each other. Everyone's just trying to make it. So it's like when you come here or you join a group, you know, that's something that you learn where it's like, wow, I'm not alone, you know, and we're really not alone. It's amazing how much people compare themselves to each other and are hard on themselves, you know, not realizing that that person, you know, is struggling too. It's just the human experience, really.
Definitely. I think social media has a big impact on that because we're highlighting the best parts of our lives and, you know, one moment out of the whole day where a lot of people do struggle with these issues. And I think Insight is able to normalize that and have people feel supported and, hey, everybody else is like me. We all have mental health that we're working on, different capacities, different areas.
Exactly. And, you know, it's just really nice for people to come to that realization, to see, you know, it's like, oh, I'm just like everybody else, you know? And so, yeah.
So these are some of the reasons that people would, you know, seek the group therapies that we have. What are some common reasons that someone would go to see you for an individual session? So one-on-one with just them and you sitting in a room and discussing these topics.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, individually, you know, it's broader. So I do see a bigger range with age group or issues. You know, and then a lot of times there's clients that are in the groups that I'm also working with in conjunction, which is always really helpful to have both of them. So, you know, I mean, again, depression, anxiety, life transition, you know, traumas, and pretty much just about anything, you know,
And so when someone comes in for a first session, what does that look like? If some people are kind of scared to come in, they're like, oh, I don't know what that's going to look like. I'm a little apprehensive to come in.
Right.
How can we make them feel a little bit better about coming in for a first session? Say they've never been to a counselor before.
Right. I think people are really surprised when they meet me because I'm just a very non-clinical and more open and relaxed and organic. And so pretty quickly they realize they can just relax. You know, it's not going to be some uptight, judgmental, I don't know what's going on. What are we going to be talking about? It's, you know, very, you know, caring and kind and compassionate just by the energy, you know, I think that I provide. And also just, you know, it's just, you know, we're just going through kind of what brings you here, you know, and it gives a chance for you to tell your story. But I think that, you know, at Insight, you know, you're going to get people that are just very welcoming, compassionate and kind, and that, you know, pretty quickly takes that defense down.
And having an open conversation and just feeling comfortable in this environment, I think that you can, even in this interview, I think people can kind of tell that you're very easygoing and easy to talk to.
Thank you.
And so at Insight, we've kind of mentioned that there's groups, there's individual therapies, but there's multiple people that work at Insight. It's kind of a, I wouldn't say a huge operation, but there are a lot of staff members. Who do you work closely with here at Insight?
Well, I work with Kristen Deneen. We co-lead the adolescent group. And then also Claire Gallison, I co-lead with the young adult group. And really over time, I pretty much end up working with everybody as well. So, yeah. And I can't say more, like, I just am so impressed with the women that I work with and the talent. And, you know, I really believe in everything that we all do together.
And it sounds like you're able to, if you have a case that someone else may have more experience in a certain area, or you just want to bounce ideas off someone, Insight seems to be a place where you do that a lot and you're able to talk to each other and support each other as counselors.
Oh, 100%. Collaboration is number one, and it's key for treatment to be able to be in touch with other providers and people that are also involved in a client's life so you get that full picture, but also so that treatment recommendations are on the same page and so that they get carried out effectively. So, yeah.
And part of that is having supervision, so you're always meeting with someone and talking about you know, what's going on in your head and different cases that you may have. So there's a lot of collaboration at Insight, and a unique space compared to other places, I think.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's hard to come up with a word. I've thought about this, about Insight. It's just different. I would say, if I had to say anything, it's just more caring than you might find in another, you know, place.
I think part of that is being private practice, so that you guys can call the shots on how things are run and how everything is operated, but also it's not a major hospital or anything, so that it's very kind of homey when you come in here.
Exactly. Right. You're going to get the best level of treatment. You know, I mean, we are, you know, so involved in our clients, you know, treatment. And a lot of people do, you know, get better, which is, you know, why I love the job. But
the ultimate goal.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I think the level of care here is better than I've seen. Just people are more willing to kind of be there for their clients than the average place, private practice.
So what aspects of a counselor do you really enjoy looking at? Sometimes I ask also, like, what do you not enjoy? And people always say paperwork. So I'll just answer that one for you.
Oh, yeah. And that's exactly what I was saying. Okay. So what was the question again?
So what aspects do you enjoy?
Oh, God. Well,
we hinted at some, I feel like, but...
Yeah. What I really love is to meet somebody who's struggling with whatever and to watch them just grow, you know? And it's like, you know, the vision that I saw with them, because usually I'll meet a client and I'm like, wow, this person has so much potential. Because everybody has certain talents, but they just, you know, they don't see it, so then it really doesn't matter, you know?
Or sometimes they just need a little support to reach their full potential.
Right, exactly. Sometimes more support or sometimes a lot more, you know, more involved, but to watch a person just evolve and get better is just the most beautiful experience, and I love being part of it.
Yeah, being able to have a role in that person's life while they're doing this and just being able to see their progress over time, and especially I think because you work with a lot of teenagers, that's really impressionable years. Like 2 years is a huge difference in someone's life there and their development and everything.
No, it truly is. And if you're not able to connect with the teenagers, which not many people can, you know.
It's a skill.
Yeah, it's a skill. And I don't know how I got the skill, actually.
But well, part of it, I think, is being a mom. I think that's an aspect of it.
No, I don't think so. It's because you just have to be a certain type of person. And if pretty much if like you can't, you really have to be transparent and honest with teenagers.
Teenagers will call
you
out if you're not.
They will call you out, and you can't try to pretend that that didn't, you know, it's like you have to be completely, you know, transparent and, you know, be yourself. And I think that's what I like the most about working with teenagers is there's no bullshit, like you're saying. It's just like, it's pretty, it's real, it's there, it's out there, you know?
And with teenagers, things are always changing. Whereas adults, their lives are a little bit more stable and there's kind of less chaos, I suppose.
Yeah.
Whereas teenagers, day to day, everything's changing.
Changing and can be very dramatic for some of our clients, like pretty intense feelings and stuff. So, yeah.
So switching gears a little bit, I wanted to get your advice to see if there's any students listening that are considering maybe going into counseling, if there's any advice you could offer them or things that you wish you knew when you were in high school, early college, to kind of set them up to be able to pursue a counseling career.
Well, I mean, just first, like, kind of confirming that this is something you really want to do, because it is a job that if it's not for you, you're not going to like it. You're really, really not going to like it. So for me, I mean, I would just, you know, if there's people that you know that are, you know, kind of doing it, to kind of talk to them about what their daily life is, what is really involved, maybe volunteering, you know, to kind of just see if it's really something within you.
Try it on for a day.
Exactly. You know, and, you know, always I think it's just in terms of finding out what your purpose is, it's kind of always like I always talk to the kids and I'm like, you know, well, what do you get drawn to a lot? What do you, you know, always seeking, or what do you seek to learn about, and go there?
See what drives you and see if that aligns with the counseling career. Yeah. Any resources that come to mind? Any organizations or books you might have read in the last couple of years that you're like, oh, that was a really good one? It's hard. I'm picking your brain on this one.
Yeah, for me, you know, what how it evolved for me was, you know, I had some struggles early on in life, and so I was really just fascinated, like, with human behavior and, like, how does a person become happy? How does someone be okay, you know?
The psychology aspect.
Right. So then I kind of would read a lot of books that, like, let's say, like, self-help books, not okay. necessarily like textbooks, but you know, there's like
kind of textbooks for layman people,
right? Or, yeah, like there's like Jan LaVincent. She's you know, she was Oprah, was always really good at recommending, you know, books. Brené Brown. These are people that are talking about, you know, the struggle and how to get through it. So maybe more, you know, like I said, self-help type books work for me. I would read them constantly because I was always just fascinated in it. And
it gives a good introduction to what counseling looks like, because you're almost in some ways someone's guidance counselor of like, okay, how can I help you in this process, and how can I help you really... Almost you're interviewing people in yes. some sense of like motivational interviewing and right. seeing like, what do you want out of life and what are your exactly. goals and how can we help you get there?
Right, exactly. And, you know, for me, I mean, I had actually I've seen therapists. It's, I mean, always good to kind of keep your internal body in shape. I always think of it as like a body, you know, that you have to work on too. Just like you work on your physical body. We work on our physical body, but we forget about the inside, and we can't forget about that. That we have to continue to practice and cultivate. That, and I can't remember what I was
saying. And I mean, that's a good point about that counselors often, it's great for them to go to counseling. It's not quite like other fields where if you're a mechanic, you're not going to bring your car to a mechanic. You're right. just going to do it.
Exactly.
But with counseling, it's a little different in right. all areas of counseling.
Right.
You know, sometimes if you're going to a therapist and talking about what's going on mm-hmm. in your own life, you can also see that you're kind of addressing those things because mm-hmm. it can come up for other people.
Right.
If you're in a session, if they're dealing with a similar issue to you, you have to make sure you're taking care of yourself.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. I always, you know, make sure that I do the work that I ask my clients to do, or I've done it.
Which is huge.
Know?
Otherwise, you're a hypocrite, right? So you got to follow.
I agree. And I guess back to the therapist part, when I had seen a therapist, that's the, like I had a moment in session where I said, she's like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, I want to do what you do. And then it was, I just knew that.
Sometimes you need someone to literally ask you, what do you want to do? And right. that's when you start thinking about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So maybe even going to get, you know, see somebody, you know, people can see a therapist, not have any major issue, but really just to kind of process, or we kind of like get everything more sorted in their mind, get more support, find, you know, healthier, you know, ways of dealing with things. I mean, anybody could use that, including myself.
Agree with that. Well, thank you so much for sitting mm-hmm. down with me and letting me pick your brain a little bit about your past, how you got here, what you're doing today at Insight, and really the field of counseling and everything. So really appreciate you taking the time and sitting down with me.
Well, thank you. It was fun.
For more information about mental health, head over to insightcounselingllc.com. You can also request an appointment or join a group by emailing info@insightcounselingllc.com. If you found this podcast helpful, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the show, whatever podcast app you use. It helps more listeners like yourself find the show and benefit. Thanks for listening, and join us next time to learn and discover more about mental health.